came down.
Okay, we're on the screen. I'm cutting loose. I'm starting a minute early today, so yeah, stepping out.
Uh-oh. We're here.
All right. Just in time. We're working on that.
I know.
Give us a break, huh?
So are we.
Yeah. All right, can I have the roll call, please?
Bennett?
Here.
Byrd?
Here.
Appler? Peters?
Here.
Rafferty?
Here.
Stoltenberg?
Here.
Wendland?
Here. Okay, we have minutes from the last meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of March 16, 2016.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the last meeting on March the 16th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. The minutes are approved. So, good evening. Welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission for April 20th, 2016. We have a couple of people in the audience, but nothing particular on the agenda other than the comprehensive master plan. So, I don't need to give my long announcement, but if you do have something to participate, there's a podium to my right and to your left. And with that, we will begin. Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're going to just do kind of a very informal review of the draft of the downtown master plan update and streetscape plan. This was a joint effort by Shive Hattery and RDG. They were picked to do this update because they both had a lot of familiarity with our city and our downtown. We have Stacy Brockett to my left. She worked very hard on this project. We have Dave Tallman in the audience. You may remember him from years ago, a former city employee. Hopefully you all had a chance to at least thumb through this.
Yep.
This plan. So, like I said, we'll try to keep it pretty informal and not dig into the details too much. City did their first downtown master plan back in 2009. That was a master plan and a streetscape project. It was a way to look at how we could enhance our downtown. One of the things that we did not do was look at the areas between 16th Street and 11th Street, because that was the area that was going to be affected by the bridge. We didn't really know what the locations of State and Grant were going to be there, exactly where the bridge was coming through, so we stayed away from that area. As we are getting some of this grade level stuff done at this point in time, City Council and staff were looking and saying we have a great opportunity here to make sure that when we redevelop downtown, we can do it in a manner that's going to be very, very efficient, very pleasing, and very unified. So that's when we brought the consultants in to work on a downtown master plan update. Again, joint effort by Shive Hattery and RDG. So here's our area study, basically from 6th Street all the way to roughly 42nd Street. It takes in a bigger area than we looked at with the original master plan, encompassing an area that comes up 12th Street, 26th Street to Central Avenue, and a little bit to the north. We think that that area between Central Avenue and Grant has some unique dynamics and could offer some good areas for redevelopment in the future. Here's the types of uses that the comprehensive plan looked for in the downtown. Information was utilized as we were moving forward with this downtown master plan. So one of the things that we've always wanted to do is make our downtown more pedestrian friendly. So we're proposing different areas for proposed pedestrian bicycle trails. Maybe one of the most important ones, I think, to this plan is the alley that stretches from roughly 23rd to 16th and then drops down and can actually lead you right down to the river and what's going to be a urban park that's going to be developed jointly by the city and the Department of Transportation in conjunction with the bridge construction. Obviously, this is a major traffic corridor. You are seeing the realignment of State and Grant streets on this map. The bridge is moving a little bit upstream. As we see progress made on this, hopefully the construction at the grade level will be completed at the end of this construction season, weather permitting. So one of the things that was looked at both with the downtown master plan and with the DOT joint DOT city design was to make an area adjacent to the bridge, under the bridge, and along the riverfront into an urban park. And there's been a lot of effort put into that. Majority of the funding for that is going to be coming from the DOT. The city is having some contribution to that. We also have had some input as to how it's going to be designed and look. That lead on that portion of the project was being done by Shive Hattery also. So this all kind of integrates together with our consultants, with the DOT, and with what we're trying to accomplish.
Bill, on that slide there, one thing I noted when I was going through this, and I thought it was a pretty neat idea, was the proposed development improvements include a 10-foot wide pedestrian trail, and that pollutants from the bridge and surrounding surface runoff will be directed to biocells containing deep-rooted ornamental plants. So who's driving that? Is that part of the overall state objective, ours combination? Where did that in particular originate?
Well, there's been a lot of discussion on this. There's going to be not only a lot of runoff from grade level around the site, but we've also got the scuppers are going to drop
right
the water off the bridge. And we looked at a number of different options for that. Some being just big piles of rocks where the water would wash down, and there was discussion that, you know, with the bridge there's going to be debris that washes into that. That's going to be difficult to try and maintain. Looking at, we're looking at some sort of pit, I believe, that was going to contain this. Again, that was a concern. Is that something that the city's going to have to maintain with our stormwater people in the future? So the biocell seemed to be a good compromise.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Glad to see it.
Hey, Bill, since we're interrupting.
we're participating.
Can you talk about the elevator? I didn't quite understand what it talked when it talked about an elevator.
We don't have a good graphic for that on here. But adjacent to the bridge, on the downstream side, there is going to be a glass elevator that will take people from the bridge. There's going to be two elevators in there, down to the level of the recreation trail on top of the seawall, and also down to the level of the plaza on the lower end.
So there will be a bike path alongside the bridge?
There will be, yes.
So, and then this will take, will the elevators be big enough, I assume, to take bikes then in that?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's a lot of discussion about that. I remember the original meetings we had, there was a plan where it showed a zigzag with people that could take their bikes up and down. And as we started discussing ADA requirements, we realized that that probably didn't meet that requirement. So rather than, then there was discussion of having both, and then the simplest solution was, let's just, if we're going to do one elevator, do two, eliminate everything else, be a generator for backup power if power goes out. So
we got an elevator company right across the river to take care of it. Perfect.
Yeah.
Good.
In fact, maybe, you know, if we could work something out, just bring that right over here. So we have several areas within the study area for redevelopment, and this is some that currently have development on them, but we think that they're probably not going to be something that somebody can come in, purchase, and renovate and make them viable. So quite a bit in the industrial zone as we move to the eastern part of town, and that's an area that has really been kind of lacking. We did put a recreation trail in there a few years ago, try and make that a little bit more accessible. We've had some people invest in that area. We've had visiting it, as you know, that did a very nice looking addition. Had an old house there that roofing company renovated and has that property looking better. So that's our goal, is with every new development that comes in or renovation, we want to see, especially with these design standards, that people will step up and try and make a cohesive looking downtown. So what are the key goals of the downtown master plan? Maintain the downtown as a focal point of the city, maybe make the downtown a focal point of the city more than it has been in the past. There will, of course, be infill. We do have a number of different interested developers that are looking at various parcels in the downtown. One that you may be aware of is Russell Companies, has kind of been selected to look at the city square and the properties around that, and also the riverfront area. And they're currently working on a plan to get back to the city to show us what their intent is on that. But aside from that, we've got people looking at other areas. We've got an old gas station site on the west of the bridge that Dev Bastola is building a new gas station, and going to be a very nice facade on that. So that's an improvement. We have Mr. Ernst that's going to build a new gas station and multi-tenant building east of the bridge. We've looked at that a couple of cycles ago. City has purchased a couple of derelict gas stations and in the process of cleaning those properties up. So there is a concerted effort by the city at the direction of the mayor and city council to keep this momentum going in the downtown area. Encourage pedestrian-oriented mixed-use development. I think one of the things that the plan encourages, and we had the people from Main Street, Iowa, come in and talk about it too, was trying to get some market-rate housing downtown. If you bring people that live downtown, it creates a viability, and then also creates a need for basic services, restaurants, and coffee shops, and those types of things. Support creation of a multimodal transportation network. Basically, with our promenade, which is the alley, that will help with that. We want to encourage bicycle uses downtown. Obviously, state and grant are still going to be U.S. Highway 67, so we'll have the truck and car traffic, but we will try to figure out ways to comb that and slow that down if at all possible. And maximize the connection to the river. I think the urban park does an excellent job of that. I think if we can get some momentum into downtown and it carries over to the property down in the riverfront, I think that will help also. Eventually, as we get more development on the riverfront, we've got the Tenen Bridge that comes across at 17th Street. We are talking about another bridge connection at 23rd. So that'll improve accessibility to the river also. So we have, similar to our last master plan, we have divided the downtown up into various districts with different concepts. And I'll turn that over to Stacy, and she can kind of give you a little bit of an update on each of those concept areas.
So our Westbridge district is the district that is bound by approximately 6th Street on the east, State Street on the south, and the I-70 corridor to the east. This district is going to provide appropriate architecture and streetscaping and public spaces within the district itself. This district has residential spaces, but we're going to influence new residential spaces, offices, retails through appropriate infill and redevelopment projects, and protecting historic character of the neighborhood and key buildings that reside in that district currently, And we're going to look to protect and maintain the scale. So it's going to be built of moderate scale. And height of new developments will stay relatively within the same character they have now. Site development in this district should incorporate small-scale plazas, connection trails to Urban Park, and the Mississippi River Trail, and outdoor areas that connect to the Discovery Trail up on top of the bridge through the lift structure. In kind of our downtown center corridor is our downtown district that we're calling the East Bridge District, and that's bound by the I-74 corridor to the east, State Street on the south, 26th Street to the east, and Grant Street to the north. And this is our traditional central business district, and it's home to important civic uses such as City Hall and the police station. This is our most intense urban district of the city and can be used for destinations for arts, cultures, and entertainments. So this district's going to provide a mix of mixed-use residential, office space, retail, entertainment, and civic uses through thoughtful infill and redevelopment as opportunity exists. In this district, we're also going to work to preserve what character of historic buildings and key buildings that do exist, such as our civic buildings, City Hall, the police department. Our promenade also exists in this district. So our promenade is gonna run from 22nd Street to 17th Street within the alley that exists. It'll run, as Bill kind of pointed out, south along 17th Street to State Street, and then it'll connect into the Urban Park. And from the Urban Park, you'll be able to go up onto the American Discovery Trail and along the Mississippi River Trail. So the connection to this promenade is really giving a full scale of walkability to the whole community, and even state to state, and accessing this American Discovery Trail is going to be great connection throughout the whole Quad Cities. It's going to be a multi-use pedestrian space, so vehicular traffic will be allowed through delivery trucks, but it's going to be primarily through pedestrian travel. Outdoor plazas and patios, outdoor seating and retail and green space where possible is going to be promoted. And then we have the Riverfront District, which runs from the Mississippi River up to our East District boundaries. And that area is going to be reserved for large-scale mixed-use redevelopment opportunities that are going to be able to be orientated towards the river and views of the river. So this district will really maximize on the casino that we have, being able to use the Mississippi River Trail, and being able to use the aesthetics of the river. Mixed-use site developments should include plazas, buildings, trails, outdoor use areas with connections to all the amenities through the other districts. And then moving east into our industrial district. The industrial district is bound by 26th Street and Devil's Glen Road from the river up to State Street. And this district's going to work to promote appropriate industrial infill and redevelopment projects as they see fit. Focus on redevelopment of the first tier sites between State Street and the railroad with light corridor industrial and commercial uses that can positively impact the corridor. Key streetscape elements through the district to announce downtown area arrival and thoughtful industrial streetscaping to kind of promote and realize that you're entering a downtown neighborhood through traffic calming efforts through streetscaping. And utilizing appropriate screening and buffers where possible from the railroad and industrial buildings. And our last district, which is to the north, is our Village District. This is a downtown residential district that's bound by the 74 Bridge and Central Street and 27th Street. This district is going to promote multifamily residential infill projects while maintaining the character that currently exists within that district. The scaling and the massing of design projects should respect the character that exists there and the scale that's already there too, by working to update the character that's there and maximize on adding to our downtown.
Very nice. One of the reasons we wanted to add the Village District was obviously we've got commercial businesses along the north side of Grant Street, but we also have a little commercial knoll up around Central Avenue and 26th Street. We have three historically significant properties within that area: Rivermont, the Masonic, and the Abbey. And we also have adjacent to the AEA, directly south of there between that and what would be the community center, some pretty good opportunity for maybe some mid-rise type residential that could overlook the river. So we thought it was good to pull this in because we saw some opportunities there.
Bill, if I can interrupt again, has there ever been any thought about, just when you talk about the mixed use or the residential, is there any thought of mixed use, increasing the area of commercial by, going a little bit farther to the north?
Going farther north than Central?
Than Grant Street or up to Central? Well, not more further north than Central, but farther north than, let's say, the backside of K&K.
Yeah, I think 18th Street has some opportunities for some commercial up along there. And again, you've got your little commercial knoll in this area, and there are some properties that might lend themselves to maybe redevelopment in that area.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. If you start into the redevelopment, would you consider mixed use in your redevelopment, not strictly residential? Would it be something that we would be looking at, some type of a zoning that would allow some kind of a lofts above a storefront, let's say, that sort of thing?
Well, and I think as we get farther with the zoning ordinance, and you've been from the infancy with this comprehensive plan, Mr. Rafferty, so we've tried to make allowances for that. In our comprehensive plan, we're trying to make the allowances for it and the ordinances that will follow. So
I'm just looking at these districts, and they're, all well-defined. And I guess I don't want that to limit our thinking, that we have to have certain uses just in those areas. I'd like to see that blended rather than hard lines.
We'll make that note. Maybe we can put that language in here somewhere, because that is a good point. We've gone to a lot of effort to try and make mixing different types of uses possible with our comprehensive plan, and we're also looking at the same thing in our ordinance. So some language or some address of that in this plan I think is appropriate, so we'll make a note of that and make sure that gets in there. Very good comment.
Thanks.
Okay. So here's the overall downtown master plan. Obviously, where we can, we're going to try to put as much landscaping and vegetation and trees along our arterials and collectors. That helps not only make it more aesthetically pleasing, it also acts as a traffic calming concept. So a part of this plan that I'm excited about is we now have design standards. So we'll go through these. My intent is we've already gone through our staff development review committee and had some comments on this. We'll go to Planning and Zoning Commission tonight, of course, and get your comments back on this. Then on to City Council and get their comments back, incorporate all the comments, and then it's our intent to come in and adopt this document as required design standards in the downtown area. So, but I did want to give all of our boards and councils a chance to look at this and make their comments. So when we get back to the consultants, they've got one change to actually do a final document. We can be pretty demanding and stretch them pretty hard at times, and I think sure they'll agree with that, but they always do a great job for us. Okay, so what are some of the things that this design standards portion is going to look at? Parking, landscaping, architectural character materials, and site-specific principles. So we want to enhance the public experience, create a cohesive architectural character, redevelop sustainably, encourage public-private partnerships, and of course, the design review committee. And if you've read the fine print, the Planning and Zoning Commission is the design committee. So staff will do all the front work, present information to you, and it will be up to the Planning and Zoning Commission to do a thumbs up or thumbs down as to whether they believe that the projects meet these design standards.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
In terms of design standards, and I don't know how deeply you're getting into details on this, but I think one of the issues that is important, especially in the Midwest, is that when you're looking at parking, is this going to be free public parking? Are we going to have lots where the city is charging people to park, meters?
You know, I don't know that Bettendorf has ever charged for parking, and certainly knowing our city council at this point in time, I certainly do not think that that would be something to be in favor of. If you've been to the downtown and frequented some of the businesses, you'd realize that one thing we do need is much more public parking. We don't have much. And that's one of the things that this plan's looking at. It's looking at where you can, between businesses, share parking. Bring the businesses closer to the street to make them more inviting. Put the parking behind. Don't make the parking the predominant thing that you look at when you come up to the business. And where you do have to have parking in front, let's move it back where we can and buffer it heavily with landscaping from the streetscape. So
well, in general, I think the businesses in downtown Bettendorf do a pretty good job of being good neighbors with each other, but I can think of a specific example of a specific eatery in downtown Bettendorf who apparently doesn't have a very good relationship with their neighbor, and that the neighbor refuses to allow patrons to park in that lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know
I'm
city,
aware of that.
I don't know how the city facilitates that other than...
Well, it's we really just need to make more public parking available downtown. And, you know, we're looking at, and we won't know for sure until the Department of Transportation gets completely done with the project, but we'd like to look at some of these remnant pieces as possible public parking in the downtown. We've got a huge triangle where state and grant merged together right out in front of City Hall that may not be usable for anything other than maybe public parking. So,
has there been any thought given to, you know, right now the streets are, I think, four lanes wide. One way, talking about state and grant.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed you talked about diagonal parking. Is there thoughts about narrowing those streets to maybe two lanes in each direction so you have more room in front of the stores and the shops?
There are a number of things in thoughts afoot right now. One of the things that we've talked about, and none of this has really come to fruition yet, it's just talking points, is we have state and grant that are fed from two lanes from the east and two lanes from the west. When you get into downtown, you get into three and four lanes wide. I can see the logic in that as you get closer to the bridge because you have turn lanes and those types of things. But one of the thoughts was maybe we talk to the DOT and see if we can't take these down to two lanes, provide more parking, and maybe do some diagonal parking. There is another project that is in the works, and it came from the Main Street visit where they talked to us about making Grant Street two-way and making State Street basically a secondary street. Because it is Highway 67, we have to do an RFP and get a traffic study that meets the Department of Transportation criteria. They will look at that and look at traffic counts and all the other alignments that are involved with it and determine as to whether they're going to accept that and agree with that. Then if they say yes and go ahead and do it, then we've got the issue with who's going to pay for it. Is it going to be a shared thing with the DOT or, you know, a 50-50 split, 80-20, we don't know. That's a little early in the game. We have thought that probably the cross section would be five lanes, two lanes in each direction with a dual right-left turn lane in the center. So what that means is we're probably going to be searching for right-of-way, one side or the other, or both sides of Grant Street. So you know, it's a very complex project to look at. It has a lot of merit in that we take all of the fast-moving traffic to Grant Street, and it does give us more ability to make our downtown more walkable along State. So,
yeah, one would argue that you only really have two lanes on 67 going through LeClaire. You know.
Well, if you look,
if you look at and if you look further down, I mean, I guess I'm saying is you don't really need, particularly if you want to calm traffic, you really don't need five lanes. You know, even if you'd stay with four lanes, that's what you have going through most of Davenport.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and that's ultimately going to be a DOT answer because their number one priority with the highways and the interstates is to keep traffic moving. They don't like bottlenecks. So this will be very interesting to see where the study comes back, how that discussion back and forth with the DOT goes, and ultimately what the decision is going to be in the long term.
Thank you.
Yep. So one of the things we'd like to do is encourage open spaces, not have every square foot of the property utilized by building and parking, but maybe have little plazas adjacent to developments where people can sit outside and gather. Also like to encourage basically infiltration zones and those types of things in a downtown. We really don't do much right now with stormwater management downtown. If we put some bioswales in, stormwater is not as big issue downtown because we're close to the river, where you want to basically hold back that water and release it later as the farther you get away from the river. But I think both locally and nationally, there's an emphasis on water quality. So if we can do some bioswales and those types of things and improve the water quality, that's something we want to accomplish. Right here, we've got a street side stormwater planner diagram that's a bit of a bioswale, bio planner. So form and scale. We don't want to have one building that's 15 stories high and a building next to it that's one story tall and the building next to that that's five stories tall. So we try to make sure that as these things come in, and we've done that with creating the districts, that we try to create a scale that will be aesthetically pleasing and both functional and will complement each other. So we get to our facade composition. Again, we're talking about story heights. Want to encourage awnings and canopies over the sidewalks. Many studies have said that if you have awnings, canopies, covers over sidewalks, people are more apt to want to walk through a downtown. They feel more comfortable and safer, especially in inclement weather. Want to bring the building entries closer to the street to invite people in. Also want to make them a focal point of the building. Mechanical equipment, where at all possible, let's screen it from view. None of that is ever very, very attractive. Building signs, we want to keep those in scale. We want those to kind of match the design of the building, the color scheme of the building. Freestanding signs, kicked this around a little bit. Original plan said 30-foot maximum height downtown, because that's what our sign ordinance currently says. There was a suggestion early on in the plan that maybe if you get within 300 foot of the bridge, you can go to 35-foot in height. I think the conventional wisdom coming from both staff and discussions with city council and others, we'd like to drop that down to a 20-foot maximum height. And all downtown signs that are freestanding will be monument style. So just so everybody knows, Mr. Ernst that came in with the gas station, who was, by the way, very cooperative in trying to meet our downtown design standards, did want a 30-foot high sign that was approved. So that may be the only 30-foot high sign in the downtown, hopefully. We get these design standards adopted and move forward. So the primary material is going to be limestone, brick, glass. Your accent material is going to be cement board, wood, metals, EIFS, which is your foam and stucco look treatment. Roofing material is going to be architectural shingles, standing seam metal, earth tones, so no more blue roofs that we will see downtown. Membrane roofs, which those is what you're going to see on your flat roofs with parapets, and green roofs that will be allowed. We haven't seen any of those yet in Bettendorf, not that are intentionally green and growing things. So our riverfront districts, I think what they're looking at basically is try to get something of a high-rise nature down there where you can do some parking and underground parking of a couple levels. But obviously, if you're going to do any type of office or residential on the riverfront, even retail, people are going to want to be able to see the river. So that's what we envision down in the riverfront area. Lighting. We'd like to encourage what we started about 7-8 years ago with our LED lighting downtown to encourage businesses to do that. It is a much cleaner light, brighter light, and it makes people feel safer at night. Here we have some discussion of character, and I won't go into detail on that. Stacy kind of discussed that when she talked about the different districts. There are different streetscape typologies, not significantly different than what we had in our 2009 downtown master plan and streetscape, but it sure gives us the ability to come in and enhance the public areas, the city-owned areas out in front of businesses. So that's really all we had for a presentation. If there's anything else you'd want to discuss or you want us to pull up some slides, we can certainly do that.
Other questions and comments from the commission?
I think it's really very pretty, very good. You know, thank you for the wonderful job. One of the concerns I have is this pedestrian promenade that you have in the alley. I know that works many places. The issue is the mix of delivery trucks and pedestrians. That's something that in other cities that I've been at where they've limited the hours, and I don't know how our store owners, restaurant owners, et cetera, would feel with, you know, saying you can only deliver between, you know, 8 in the morning and 11 in the morning or whatever that might be.
Sure.
So that would be one of the issues that I could see. And then the other question I had is, what we alluded to earlier was the parking. Is there going to be parking adjacent to the promenade so that people will leave their car and can walk, you know, along the promenade to the store that they want to go to or whatever? So just some design considerations. But.
And this is just my opinion. There was a lot of discussion before this bridge project came in, and it's probably the worst thing that was ever going to happen to downtown Bettendorf. And I have a different perspective. I think ultimately it's going to be the best thing that ever happened to downtown Bettendorf. How many existing cities of our age have the ability to come in and basically have a clean palette and start over and initiate some of these plans that we have to make sure that when we do redevelop, we're going to be vital, we're going to be aesthetically pleasing, and we're going to be successful. So my perspective is a little different. This has been a good thing.
I have a question on page 42 in the right-hand column at the top. It talks about redeveloped streetscape should have one large tree for every 40 feet or one small tree for every 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
With some of the developments I was been involved in, you know, you put large trees in front of buildings, and then as those trees grow, people don't want the trees there anymore because it's blocking the signs of their buildings. Do you have concerns about that?
I understand that.
Because then we have to go in the middle of the night and take the trees down so not everybody...
Lightning strikes.
So everybody doesn't get mad at us, so... we don't really do that, but...
That's understandable.
I just hate to see it and then...
Yeah, I think great care has to be taken as to the types of trees are put in. There can be trees that may be large caliper but don't have a large canopy. And we've done some of that with our city square down here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the two State Street maples that really are very nice looking trees, but they're not huge. But obviously, there'll be common sense with every one of these projects. Last thing we're going to do is tell somebody they can only have a 20-foot high sign and it's got to be a monument and make them plant 15 trees in front of it. That'll be something that we'll all need to look at as we get these
well,
projects.
By the time the trees are down, we're all good. I think it looks great.
Well, in the Village District, when I look at the diagrams of that, it looks in its will-be state, I guess the way it's described on there, a lot less dense than what it is today. How do we move from today to the vision as a practical matter?
In that area? I think what drove a lot of that is there is property just to the south of AEA that used to be the old Bettendorf Athletic Field that's for sale that, again, could have a nice overlook. Some of you that have been around for a while know that just off of 21st Street, there's a pretty good chunk of property that Dan Dolan brought a project through on a number of years ago, wanted to put some high-rise condominiums in there. He never went forward with that. We have a park that rarely gets used just south of that, north of the community center. So that's another possibility. We got some very old rental apartment buildings in the area. So I think a lot of that stemmed from that, Mr. Chairman, and that appeared to be a very viable area for redevelopment. And obviously, we have established neighborhoods most of the rest of the areas. That's going to come as maybe some of these houses become vacant, maybe get culled out a little bit. But there's even talk about, I don't create a firestorm, that maybe we replace the community center and the fitness center with one complex. So at that point in time, then there's more development property that could be available for people to develop all the way down to Grant Street if the community center were to go away. So we think there's some It may take many years, but we think there's some good opportunity mm-hmm. there.
You got to start with a plan. And I think, as noted, it looks like a great overall plan to have as a guideline and a goal for the city. So it's great. Really appreciate that. Anyone else from the commission?
So what we'd like is if we incorporate your comments into this document, or at least in for discussion, that you recommend we take this to City Council, and that you think basically the plan is a pretty good plan for them to consider.
Is that something you need a motion on to do, or?
I'd at least like, yeah, I'd like a motion.
Okay.
I would be abstaining from that.
Good call. But you're all for the office on the other side of the bridge. But okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least I have a hard time doing the minutes if you just nodded your head.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. I would entertain a motion from the commission then.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve the downtown master plan update as submitted with our comments, as we've discussed here this evening.
I can second that.
All right, we have a motion and a second to accept and approve the downtown scape plan as presented, with comments to be presented to the City Council. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Please proceed, Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Subsequent to your last meeting, City Council did approve the land use and zoning changes for the Woodlands Edition Windmiller development. They waived the third and final reading last night, so I was going to put the preliminary plat on with the third and final reading, but they tripped me up a little bit, so that will go to City Council in the next cycle. Sevier Steel plat was approved by the council. Steve Zell's Legacy First Edition was approved. Bill Ernst's site development plan was approved. We have plans on my desk right now awaiting for a permit to be issued, so that'll be moving forward quickly. And the ordinance, first reading of the ordinance amending section 12.3.4, basically the required mylars and hard copies was yeah. approved. So this was all we had for you this month, but what I hear is in the wings that you're going to have some things coming up next month that
good deal.
We'll have to deal
good
with.
Deal. Anything else for the good of the order? Stacy and David, thank you for your contributions and participation tonight. So appreciate that. I think we are adjourned.